Let's begin with breaking news in Donald Trump's trade war. Stocks opening down sharply this morning.
This is pushes Mexico into the arms of China.
A few moments later.
Is on tariffs, and we just have word that the Mexican president spoke to Donald Trump, and they are going to pause the tariffs on Mexico for 1 month.
In this video today, the president of Mexico learns a brutal lesson when it comes to President Trump. He's a master at making deals. This is why she just caved to his 25% tariff threat. She is now sending 10,000 troops to Mexico's side of the border to stop the flow of fentanyl. Now, what we're going to do is let Fox News break this story and then react.
Breaking news of the day is on tariffs, and we just have word that the Mexican president spoke to Donald Trump, and they are going to pause the tariffs on Mexico for 1 month. And Jackie Heinrich is standing by at the White House with more on this development. Hi, Jackie.
Good morning, Dana. Yeah, that was pretty short-lived. The president spoke with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, the two sides agreeing to pump the brakes on the tariffs and then retaliatory tariffs that Mexico promised for the period of a month while they work out the terms of an agreement. The Mexican president just posted some of the details. Mexico is going to immediately send 10,000 members of the National Guard to prevent drug trafficking from Mexico to the United States, particularly fentanyl. Also, she says the U.S. is going to work with Mexico to prevent the trafficking of high-powered weapons to Mexico, something that Mexico hit back at when President Trump was threatening these tariffs. Was they were calling on the U.S. to curb the flow of guns from the U.S. down to the cartels. Sheinbaum says the two teams are going to begin working today on two fronts, security and trade. And President Trump posted on Truth Social that part of that team is going to include Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick, as well as some representatives from Mexico.
Okay, so it seems to me that the president of Mexico just learned a brutal lesson. President Trump is not someone who's going to play games with you, okay? Now, if you do want to play games, he's all in, right? If this is a game of chicken in regards to tariffs, he's all in, okay? No breaks. And so the fact of the matter is America wins on this because Mexico has to give up their own troops to secure their side of the border. Now, just think about that for a second. And by the way, this isn't the first time Trump has gotten away with doing this, okay? He did this to the last Mexican president, all right, in his first Trump administration. So at the end of the day, for the people who were worried that prices were going to skyrocket, you might want to pipe down at this point. Now, the president of Mexico wasn't the only one who learned a brutal lesson today. So did MSDNC, because right before that announcement came out, this is what they were saying on their network.
And finally, on these tariffs, listen. You don't have to be smart in economics to know. This pushes the EU.
25% tariffs.
This pushes the EU. This pushes Canada. This is pushes Mexico into the arms of China. And say, okay, well, if the United States is going to do this, let's figure out how to deal more with China. So all of these seem to help those who consider the United States an enemy.
So the interesting thing about how we do this show here, I love to show you guys both sides of the debate. Of course, I support Trump in this area of tariffs. I believe they're a very effective leverage tool. And I think people have really been able to take advantage of our country over the past 4 years, especially. So I'm all in on them. And secondly, the Democrats are still in disarray. I mean, they don't know how to react to everything that Trump is doing. And that's why you see that terrible take from Morning Joe. And you also see this terrible take from Chuck Schumer. Listen to this.
Let's just take Super Bowl Sunday, okay? It's going to affect beer, okay? Most of it, Corona here, comes from Mexico. It's going to affect your guac, because what is guacamole made of? Avocados, both from Mexico.
All right, so if that's Chuck Schumer's way of trying to convince people to rage against Trump and these tariffs, I would probably say he missed the mark on that. Now, here's what Trump had to say early this morning. I just spoke with President Claudia Sheinbaum of Mexico. It was a very friendly conversation where she agreed to immediately supply 10,000 Mexican soldiers on the border separating Mexico and the United States. I said that earlier. These soldiers will be specifically designated to stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal migrants into our country. We further agreed to immediately pause the anticipated tariffs for a 1 month period during which we will have negotiations headed by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent, and Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick. and high-level representatives of Mexico. I look forward to participating in those negotiations with President Sheinbaum as we attempt to achieve a deal between our two countries. Now, you got, again, this guy, he's a master when it comes to making deals. But the one thing I want to highlight here is, isn't it amazing that we get up-to-date information from the president himself, right? I mean, he's doing this all day, every day. If you want to know what he had to say or what's going on, just go to his Truth Social account. It's fascinating. We live in a great time of transparency, and that's what I believe. If he could truly achieve that transparency, that is, in all agencies, and really let the American citizens know what's been going on, I think that's going to go a long way in building trust. Now, here's that official post from the president of Mexico. It's exactly what Trump had put in his post. And one thing that that definitely stands out is, number two, the United States is committed to working to prevent the trafficking of high-powered weapons to Mexico. So that's interesting, because most people, and I haven't even heard that often, that Mexico is receiving high-powered weapons from America. It's being smuggled into Mexico. So that is a huge criticism, and I would definitely want Trump to address that, no question. J.D. Vance also had this to say: for 3 days, a lot of the far left has actively rooted against America and argued we'd get nothing out of President Trump's demands that Mexico secure its country. Well, how do you like them apples? And then Elon Musk said this: at this rate of achievement, not only should President Trump be on Mount Rushmore, I want to personally work the chisel. And he's responding to this post where it says, 2 weeks in, this is from InWokeness on X, Mexico caved, Panama caved, Colombia caved, Venezuela caved, Canada is panicking, mass deportations, hostages are home, not all hostages, by the way, DI programs ending, bureaucracy slashed, FBI purges are underway, U.S. aid funding canceled, gender ideology eliminated, DOGE already saved billions, 51 intel agents lost their security clearances, border crossings dropped by 93%, reservoirs filled up in California, just to name a few developments. That is what I would call results. Charlie Kirk had this to say: Canada should look to the pause in tariffs with Mexico as a model. Stop the invasion. Stop the drug trade. Put increased security across the border, and then we'll make a deal on trade. But Canada would do well to remember that their economy is far more dependent on America. We can live without Canadian imports. Can Canada live without exports to America? That's the interesting question. This will not end well for Canada if they don't make real concessions. And furthermore, President Trump had one of his economic advisors go on to CNBC to truly explain the strategy behind these tariffs.
Saying that this is really more of a negotiation to try and say, no, we want more focus on the border, and if you give that to us, these go away.
This is not what I'm saying. People need to read the executive order. President Trump has said this is about the fentanyl crisis, right? No, but so I don't know how somebody reads the executive order if you're Canada and then comes back and says, oh, we're going to start a trade war. We're saying we're really, really serious about going after fentanyl, and President Trump means it. And so there's all this fentanyl shipping across the borders. There in the past have been caravans of people parading across our border, carrying drugs and other things. And the response of our neighbors has not been, hey, we're going to help you stop this problem. It's go ahead and build a wall. So imagine, Becky, if I had like all this stuff going on in my house next to yours, and all this stuff was leaking into your property, and then you say, Kevin, you got to stop all that crime in your place. And I'm like, hey, you know what? Becky, build a wall. That's disrespectful. This is the attitude the president has towards what's going on right now. He wants them to be respectful of the United States and help solve the problem rather than feed it.
Okay, so first thing is this. If you're a person who's been very critical of Trump implementing these tariffs, and let's say Canada comes out later on and does exactly what Mexico just did, gives real concessions, okay, meets the demands that Trump has, what will you say then? Will you give President Trump some credit here? That's my first thing. Secondly, nobody should be surprised and going into a panic because this is taking place. President Trump said this the entire time he was running for election. He was going to do this repeatedly. So I find it interesting how so many people are reacting emotionally to this when they knew this was going to happen. It's the same thing with mass deportations. They knew that was going to happen. So the bottom line here is President Trump is doing exactly what he said he was going to do. He kept his word. probably the first time in my lifetime that a president has been able to do that. And Fox News also brought this point up.
Every candidate always says they want free and fair trade. The free trade always comes. It's the fair trade that never follows. Donald Trump changed that 4 years ago when he was in the White House. You're seeing more of that in this term. He wants the American people to benefit. You'll see a common theme. It's putting the American people first. And only in Washington, D.C. would it be a novelty where someone runs on an issue, wins on an issue, and actually does what they say they were going to do. Donald Trump is solely focused on making sure that the fentanyl, the deaths, the human trafficking, the child smuggling, the rapes, the murders, the illegal immigration stops. And if Canada and Mexico need tariffs as a lever of incentive and influence to bring them to the table to help stop that, Donald Trump is going to do it.
Now, every American out there should be happy that you finally have a president who says he's going to do something and then he actually does it. Whether you agree with it or not, that's a whole separate thing. But just based on performance and competency, you got to give President Trump some credit. Now, that doesn't matter to people in Canada like Doug Ford here, where he just released this statement this morning. Starting today and until U.S. tariffs are removed, Ontario is banning American companies from producing contracts. Every year, the Ontario government and its agencies spend $30 billion on procurement alongside our $200 billion plan to build Ontario. U.S.-based businesses will now lose out on tens of billions of dollars in new revenues. They only have President Trump to blame. We're going one step further. We'll be ripping up the province's contract with Starlink. Ontario won't do business with people hell-bent on destroying our economy. Canada didn't start this fight with the U.S., but you better believe we're ready to win it. And of course, people in the comment section are making fun of Doug Ford because we know how this is going to end. If I had to put my life savings on this entire debate between Doug Ford and President Trump, even though I know Doug Ford is not the PM of Canada, I know President Trump is probably going to come out on top. Okay, so can we just be honest really quick here? These threats and the decision from Doug Ford, he's only going to hurt Canadians. Okay, they need Starlink more than Starlink needs them. All right, that is the bottom line here. And that's the thing about business when making deals. Who has the leverage here? It's not Canada. Now, let's listen to what Scott Jennings had to say about all of this.
The name of the game here is behavior modification. He wants Canada and Mexico to help stem the flow of drugs and people across the border. That's number one. He doesn't think they're doing enough. He's using these tariffs as a tool to say, look, I'm not fooling around. We mean business. Until you help me, I'm going to inflict some pain upon you. The American economy is bigger than yours. You depend on us more than we depend on you. Therefore, please modify your behavior. Number two, the other goal here would be to renew some interest in American manufacturing. Don't want to pay tariffs on imported goods? Make it here. Buy it here. That would take a long time to manifest itself in the economy, but there is some viewpoint that the more we have more manufacturing in the United States, the less dependent we are on cheaper goods from other countries like this. So those would be the arguments for it. I would also just argue, John, this morning that Democrats who were crying foul about the possibility of raising prices for American consumers are simultaneously arguing to let the Trump tax cuts expire, which would, I guess, be a tax increase on everybody who pays taxes. So I think the hewing and crying from the Democrats today is a little hollow when they're trying to raise income taxes but fussing about these tariffs.
Now, what's also interesting about this entire debate, Rand Paul, Republican, clearly, he doesn't agree with Trump on these tariffs. He says this, tariffs are simply taxes. Conservatives once united against new taxes. Taxing trade will mean less trade and higher prices. Now, he obviously could be correct in that principle of tariffs. But what I find funny is, why are you not putting attention on what Canada and Mexico have been doing as neighbors, how they have been neglecting their role? They are allowing terrorists to cross through their country into ours. They're allowing fentanyl and all other sorts of things that we continue to repeat over and over and over again. So that's my only pushback. If you're that hard pressed about that, are you just as hard-pressed about these other things? Just be consistent. That's all I'm saying. And the other side to Rand Paul's argument here is that the tariffs do work. We get what we want. Everybody is happy. This is exactly what Scott Jennings said as well.
You have to give Trump a little credit so far. He has had some success with this behavior modification strategy so far. It worked on Colombia. And if you look at the news reports from the weekend, it might be working on Panama, as they have started to move away from China a little bit over this issue of who actually controls the Panama Canal. So one of the larger macro issues here to me is Donald Trump on a mission to show dominance in the hemisphere, dominance in the region? and to try to get other people to bend to our will. Colombia and Panama, I believe, have. If Mexico and Canada bend on helping us stop the flow of people and drugs, that would be another victory. And, John, yes, if the tariffs went away, everyone would be happy. We'd have less immigration, less drugs, and lower prices, and that'd be a great day for everybody.
That would definitely be a great day for everybody. So here's my question for you. Do you believe Canada is going to fold just like Mexico did and meet the demands that Trump has laid out? Now, some people complain, hey, well, what are those demands? What is it that Trump really wants in the end? Guys, we've talked about this so many times. 86% or 90% of the terror watch list, you know where they come from? Through Canada. So it's a national security issue. It's a fentanyl issue. It's treating America fair. So let me know from you in the comment section. Do you believe Canada will fold or will they be stubborn? Now, the Panama president was not stubborn because last night he made a shocking announcement, which is he will no longer renew the partnership between the Panama Canal and China. And if you missed out on those details and the drama that came from it, all you have to do is click on that video because it's coming up right now.